This episode contains adult content. Listener discretion is advised. Black Claws, you realize that all of the crew members are working hard, but Sid is nowhere to be seen.
After a few minutes, Fred, I assume we're just kind of standing companionably, you know, next to each other, kind of like looking out at the, you know, the broken coast. And I'll just like, give you an elbow. And I'm like, I don't see the captain, although that may or may not be newsworthy. I imagine he probably doesn't do much work on his own.
Now it's worth noting for sure. Is there, can we see the wheelhouse? That's a thing.
Where the captain resides?
Yeah, I don't think the captain isn't usually the one.
The captain would have his own quarters at the back probably. The wheel would be like up on the poop deck.
We'll just say like his second mate is up there piloting.
I don't know that that's all that alarming, although worth noting.
Yes, just something to be aware of. Would you like to go and grab some food? You said you wanted to try some more of the.
I could go for some more kelp. It was pretty good, despite my aversion to it. It was pretty good.
Let us dine then.
Yes, let's do it. we do it.
Yeah.
We find the mess. The mess, mess hall.
When they scoop out his kelp, I'm like, oh, that looks like, it kind of looks like a hairball.
It looks like garbage. It's like just garbage.
Is that literally what Blacklaw says?
Yeah. I mean, not necessarily in front of the guy scooping it out, but like.
Okay. Yeah. For sure. Like the chef is like, he's very proud of what he's making, and then he gives you your plate, Black Claws, and he's like, would you like it more savory or would you like it more sweet? I can provide that for you.
He picks it up and like, what is it? I didn't get the kelp.
I envisioned it as like it was cooked, so it's not like it's hard and crunchy, you know.
Yeah. It's almost like a steamed like spinach or something. It's a little wetter, but it's not gross wet. It's not like it's slop wet. Yeah.
It's like little bladders in it and shit.
No. It's unbladdered.
They get the bladders out of there.
He de-bladders it.
I got some meat, and then I would ask for some milk if they have it. Or milk, I guess, if you're not from around Philadelphia.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Or milk. So the chef's kind of disappointed you didn't actually like get any, like, you didn't answer his question. You just kind of took the kelp. You didn't want it more sweet or savory. You just kind of took it and went or whatever.
Was he saying that to me or to Black Claw?
No, he said it to Black Claws when he gave it.
Oh,
to
no, I didn't get any kelp.
Oh, you decided not to get any at all.
Yeah, no, okay. I didn't get any. Yeah, no, I specifically would have asked for
Soot's
for
plate would go back milk. Towards me like, I'll take his helping. I admit to being skeptical at first, but this is quite delicious.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Would you like it more sweet or more savory? I can add that for you if you'd like.
Just the way you made it that I had before was perfect. So if it's the same, then that is what I desire.
No problem. That's exactly how I have it. Here Perfect. You go, my friend.
Thank you.
And the chef looks at Black Claws and he says, I have a couple of kinds of milk. It's up to you which one you'd like. I have cow's milk. I also have sheep's milk. And I also have lamb's milk.
I believe I will try the lamb's milk.
Oh, great choice. It's got a nice, hearty aroma, and it fills you a lot more than a cow's milk, which is surprising because cow's milk is so filling.
Excellent.
How do you milk a lamb?
Very carefully.
He looks around like, where the fuck did the rim shots come from?
And there's literally a rim shot somewhere, and you're like, what?
That's so weird. Many assholes ask that question. Yeah.
It's
yeah, there you go.
We have to get some rim shots in here because too many people ask how to milk a lamb. Yeah. We have to say this joke every time.
Yeah, like one of the pans is really full of soup, the other is not so much, and he gets just the perfect amount of sound for the rim shot.
What sort of selection of salted meats do you have?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked. He says, I have a nice red fox. I have a brown bear. And I also have some ostrich for those leaner meats.
What color is the ostrich?
When he died or the color of the meat at the moment?
There was
moment?
A red fox, a brown bear. I was expecting there to be a color before the ostrich.
Well, the ostriches typically are a bright pink, but you know, I wasn't around when this one got slaughtered. Unfortunately, I bought it from a market.
I have some ostrich on top of my kelp?
But of course.
Thank you.
It only helps the aroma. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. I breathe it in. Oh, it smells. This is fantastic. And then I leave the line.
I would also like the ostrich. Bear is a bit chewy. And well,
yes,
fox is close enough to kin.
Ooh, I didn't even think of that. My apologies.
No worries.
He puts the ostrich on top or whatever, and he says, "I've cooked it a little more with a little bit more gravy, so it's going to be a little fattening, more fattening than usual, but it's going to bring out the flavor. So I hope you don't mind."
Oh no, it's great for my fur.
Oh. Yes. And you know, you don't even need any help, but I suppose any little bit of help or little bit helps.
Helps.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Of course. Yes.
All right. Tudio tiddlywinks.
Tudio tiddlywinks.
Guy in the back. So we sit down at the table by ourselves and I look over at your kelp and I'm like, that looks a little bit like hairball. If you don't mind me saying, regardless of the taste, of course.
Just give you a look like, really?
sometimes, you know, it's just, yes. Well,
you know what? It doesn't taste like hairball. That's for sure.
Well, that's good. That's good. And I daintily start cutting up my ostrich.
Yeah. And we eat. We dine.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's actually pretty great. Yeah, surprisingly. For wow. Yeah, and you know you're still like kind of like wonder why like the salted meats have lasted long enough. You know, sometimes meats on a ship, not the greatest idea. So you have a feeling that when they do these trips, they're not for very long because otherwise the meat would go bad. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
they're just working the coast pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So you know it seems like they stay close enough. We're going to fast forward. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
We're not going to fast forward. We're still talking about food.
Yeah, exactly. No, like literally I feel bad because I've only talked about 3 minutes this whole time. So I just wanted to make sure that I got some of my words in. So people weren't like, is he even here? Yes, I am.
I would like you to take your Harmon circle and I want you to throw it out the fucking window.
Oh, scratch that.
So Black Claws just says, you know, It was worth the extra cost just for the food alone. Who would have thought?
I mean, right. I mean, it's like a fine dining experience, one that you would get in insert name of place with great restaurants in Six Point. What's a great place with restaurants?
Quorum has a good amount of restaurants. Okay.
Then I'll say, it was like a fine dining experience is one of the many establishments in Quorum. For sure.
Yes, I agree. He kind of like, he cocks his head and he kind of like looks at your kelp again. He says, may I?
By all means, yes. I didn't want to force it upon you, but I really think you should at least give it a try.
Still, like he stabs a little bit with his fork and starts to eat it, and it like gets stuck on his tongue. Just like a cat's got something stuck in his mouth.
Yeah.
I want you to pick high or low, and I want you to roll a d20 for me.
Yeah, we are D&Ding the shit out of this.
I'm going to say low.
Okay.
Fuck, I rolled a 12.
Okay, you hate it.
Oh, no. And now it is a hairball. Yeah. Oh, ooh, like, I can see. I can tell that you don't.
It okay. sticks to everything.
Right. Yeah. It's well. I mean, on paper, this shouldn't taste as well as I believe it does. You know. But you know, it's probably just something specific. It's a very specific flavor that they've developed. You know.
Yes, I'm not a fan of this.
No.
You like. I, looks for something he can like wipe his tongue to get it out.
Yeah, this got to be napkins.
He like again like holds up a you know paw with a little claw out and grabs yeah. the milk and you know
yes
chug some of that and
wash it down. Good, yeah.
You know, kind of like swirling it around, get a lot out of there.
Oh, I'm sorry you don't like it. No, hey, no, more no, for me.
It's fine. Yes,
are we the only passengers on this ship?
He like even though he knows that we're the only ones in the room, he like kind of looks around and says, "Oh, now that you mention it, I don't believe I've seen anyone else."
Yeah,
other than the crew, of course.
More for me,
of course.
And I happily clear my plate, clean it, and the ostrich. I eat the ostrich. Ah, it's good, succulent. It's succulent. Is it succulent?
Juicy,
juicy, and succulent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, it's very good. It's delicious.
Mm.
My goodness. This is like worthy of awards.
It is very good. It is very good. As you say, on a ship.
There's a business here, I think. I mean, I know they're running a business, but there could be more.
They could charge for the meals alone, I believe.
How big is this dining hall?
How many
tables?
It can sit 23 people.
We're going to start the first cruise line.
You know what we have to do? We need to get through the stall slide.
Oh, my good. Like a slide into the water?
Yes, perhaps they could put a tub or a we'll figure it out.
Like a pool?
Yes, like a reservoir for water.
Gosh, how big is this boat, by the way? Wait, is it this? So this dining area can fit like 23 people. Yeah, this is like a small tavern. What they've got here?
Yes, yes.
Well. We should put a pin in this for a business idea. Once I get my soul back and we defeat Cthulhu or bring him forth, I don't know. We should do this as a business. This would be great. We could put a little stage over there, and you know we could have entertainment. This is an untapped market.
We could roll the funds in from the horse business into the ship business.
My 75% share. Exactly. See, now this is money talk. This is just good business.
This is how you make money. You have to have money to get more money.
Have money to get more money. You turn money into more money. Yes.
Money just does money.
Money, it just begets more money.
Exactly.
I like it.
Welcome to the business corner with Black Claws and Soot. This episode, we're going to be talking about expanding your horizons.
You have to diversify your portfolios.
Your money does it. Money, yo. You just money and money, money, money. Stacks and stacks.
Now, here's a commercial about underwear or something.
Brain pills.
Yeah, brain. It's a brain pill commercial. Boy, I love taking my brain pills. Flippy Drake's. I had to look up the name of the place. Sorry. We can take the dividends off of my 75% stake in Flippy Drake's and just flip it over, buy a boat, the same sort of layout, and just do what they're doing, but better.
We could. If we could bankroll a ship, or perhaps we could even go in with Sid. He already has a very excellent cook.
But he's not very trustworthy, so we'll have to lure his cook away. Higher pay.
Well, all's fair where money is concerned, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, right. I mean, it's not like, you know, he just works here, you know?
I mean, you can't have any conscience, you know, for your money to make more money.
No, right. I would like to get my soul back first, though.
First things first.
First things first, soul, or first things first, meet up with your friends to find out if it's even possible to get it back.
Right. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Then cruise line.
There might be a step in between, but I guess we'll see how this all shakes out.
There probably is some steps. We'll figure it out. And I make a note in my moleskin notebook to start a cruise line.
And then we yield the floor so you can fast forward.
I'm sorry, what? I was sleeping. What happened?
We did it. We won. We won.
You did it. Woohoo! Yep. So, you know, nothing really happens. You just kind of, you're sailing, you know, you don't really see the ship captain for a little bit. Things are kind of going as is. You guys kind of descend, you come up for a little air, you go back down, you just kind of sit in your rooms and stuff like that. And it's starting to get a little later in the, starting to get dusk now. And then all of a sudden you hear some noise. You hear a
another fucking trick.
Hopefully it's only a trick. I don't know that we would be familiar with like cannon fire necessarily.
Roll me a perception check with advantage.
Ooh. I like when I hear that.
Oh, 12 for soot.
Ooh, that's a natty 20, baby. It's a 22.
Oh, nice.
Midwest resin geeks right here.
Nice. Natural 20s all day. Midwest resin geek. So yeah, you realize this is fireworks. They're shooting off fireworks. And then you can hear people like laughing and having fun.
Sounds like fireworks.
Well, I guess we should go see. Might be nice to, look at this. They really have a well-defined sort of approach, with the exception of the horror of having their boat being mock attacked. You know, good kitchen. There's some fireworks. Let's go check it out.
Yeah, that is the sticky wicket in this whole operation. I feel that
might be the mistake.
Yeah,
we go check out the fireworks.
Yeah.
So you go up and a lot of the crew are kind of towards the front of the boat, and they're lighting off fireworks. They're some of them kind of have like sparklers in their hands. They're kind of chasing each other like little kids, and one of them takes like an M80, throws it up in the sky, lets it explode, and they're like, "Ooh," that kind of thing. And there's some other crew members kind of on the side. One's strumming a lute, the other is kind of banging on some empty barrels, and it just looks like they're just there having a great time.
I don't know if you want to make a roll. How do I feel in this situation that if I were to use prestidigitation, that they would freak the fuck out because I'm a magic user?
Yeah, you can roll me a perception on that.
Is it perception or insight? I don't know what's...
Maybe an insight. Yeah, let's do insight. I like insight. Yep, that's better.
11, because that's okay, actually worse for me.
Yeah, you have a feeling they would be excited about it.
Okay. So I think after we you know, sit for a few minutes taking the fireworks, again, I kind of like give you the elbow. I'm like, watch this. And he just, you know, like throws his hand out, you know, kind of surreptitiously, right? Because we're just kind of standing off on our own space, and just like boom, big, huge, like bursts of fire, like bigger than what they had been doing.
Yeah. So like one of the crewmen's like not paying attention and is a little too close, and he's like, "Oh shit!" and like dives, like not overboard, but he like dives onto the boat, kind of to the side, and everyone else kind of laughs at him or whatever. And you hear from behind you where the wheel is, you hear Sid go, "Oh, Black Claws, good one." I think George is gonna have to clean his pants. I think,
and he like, you know, kind of waves. And then, like, he'll go other hand, like, the other direction. You know, the first one was, like, you know, red and yellow. And then this one is, like, blue and green. And it's kind of, like, it's shaped a little more. So it's not just, like, a burst. It's, like, something. I don't know. Maybe it looks like, so it's blue and green, and it looks like a big fucking squid.
Nice. Yeah, I'm like, and like all of a sudden people are like, "Ooh, ah," and some of them clap like, yeah, like they're really excited, like someone at a fireworks display or whatever. And Sid goes, I'm glad you two are here. Would you be fine with us singing you a song?"
It's funny you should say that. And then I look at Soot and I'm like, no, of course. No, that would be wonderful. Because I don't know if Soot wants me to actually say anything.
No,
He gives you a look like, no, thank you.
I feel like no soul,
literally and figuratively.
Yeah,
I've lost my soul. How am I going to get it back? I'm never going to be able to play music again without soul.
I'm not feeling
R&B and rock and roll, but
yeah, I'm not feeling any of that. I have lots of vengeance in my heart.
All right. Well, you know what? Just sit back and enjoy the show. And everybody, the crew just like kind of gears up. You hear from different areas. You just kind of hear like a lute and you hear some drums and you hear like some other things that just kind of make to this beautiful music. It's hard to see because it's dusk now, but you see like dolphins kind of jumping up and down or jumping up through the waters and stuff like that. And it's almost very rhythmic, like they're joining in, and some other ocean creatures kind of join in, and it's just something magical kind of happens. Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second here. Boop.
And we all,
they're pretty good. Black Close does prestidigitation. He's got like two lighters kind of swaying back and forth.
I too prestidigitize lighters. excellent. Excellent. If I could even conceive of good music, I would know that was good music.
It was quite good.
Yes. This has been a very nice night in contrast to the earlier hours.
Yes, indeed.
They've certainly set a mood with their dust. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is a good approach, you know?
I'm surprised they're not busier than they are. This seems like a very good situation.
It really does. Maybe they like it this way. I don't know. But they're definitely missing out.
And Sid like is like really close behind you. You didn't even realize he's there. And he's like, we are usually quite busy, but when you guys approached our ship, I felt like you really needed to ship out. And so I decided that, you know what? We didn't need any more clients for today. And I decided to take you two.
We are most appreciative of that.
Yes, this is very, now, after the antics of this morning, this has been very, very pleasant. Very, very pleasant.
And Sid kind of like, almost like does a thing where he's kind of like, my apologies. He says, sometimes the way we do things around here, some people don't find it as funny as we do. So apologies. My deepest apologies.
You can really like hammer home a business here, you know? You really hammered over if you just didn't scare the ever-loving shit out of your passenger.
You know what? Surprisingly, we get tipped for people. Sometimes people are really excited about the danger that comes with that, and we get tipped for that. So
that is surprising.
You don't have to worry about us. We do quite well.
Well, I'm wondering how much of it is just relief from not being in any real danger.
Well, it's not like I'm tricking them into giving me the gold. They give it to me of their free will. I'm not a conniver. I don't try to trick people out of their money. I'm just trying to make a living, and so are my crew. And I deliver something that no one else does.
Yes. 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 No, this has been a very pleasant day. Otherwise. Thank you, Sid.
Of course.
Sid, if I may, at the risk of ruining the mood, you travel quite frequently, I assume?
I do.
What news do you have of things going on in and around Six Points? Things, to my understanding, have taken somewhat of a turn for the worse.
You would be right in the assumption. The king has, how to put this delicately, put his mitts into just about a lot of things lately, where normally he would kind of let the people do their thing with just, you know, with guidance. And now it's almost like he has put a fist into the face of the people. And it's concerning.
Have you heard any specific rumors?
The one specific rumor that I've heard, that I'm sure you both have heard as well, that they are looking for people who deal in dark magics, or anyone that deals in the dark side of things. Some say that they feel that instead of what most would assume is them being put away, locked up, or in some other lands killed. In this one, some are saying that they're being used.
Used, you say? Have you any indication of how or what for?
I don't know specifics. I only know of the rumors of the people that board my ship, because unfortunately, I don't spend as much time on land as other people would. So from what I have heard, it's to take away that magic and use it for wrong means.
Interesting. Well, he said he doesn't get off the boat, so I wouldn't ask him that. Is there any news of Flitabay in Icart? Do they still operate, or has it been shut down? Do you know?
He kind of like thinks about it and he says, last I heard that Flitabay had been ransacked. I don't know much of tell of what the damage is, but some say that some are still allowed to teach there, and some students and faculty have been removed.
There are dark times indeed then.
Agreed.
It's one thing to say that people truck in the dark arts. It is very vague terminology.
It is.
I mean, almost anyone.
Yes, exactly. I think when people use terminology such as this, it is a broader spectrum and people don't get to really see what's underneath. And for that, I feel that is very sad.
It is. People should be allowed to make their own choices.
Correct. If we don't have choice, then what do we have?
Nothing at all. I don't think he'd give up any other information, because I don't think it helps us. Yeah, I mean, he might make more just small talk if Soot doesn't have anything in particular to ask about.
No, that actually would have been the thing that I would have asked about, was the school. Oh. Yeah, no, not that. No, but it was good that it came up, because it was. But I wanted to actually just ask outside of this. So what he's saying is that he has heard that the school has been affected then by this whole movement, but it's still there. Yes. And operating. Just not at its...
Yes.
Okay. So
just not its full peak. Yep.
Yeah. So that's what Soot would take away from it.
We're like in a Kristallnacht scenario where they came and smashed all the windows and broke a bunch of shit, but they haven't like deported everybody yet.
Yeah. It's still there operating, just at a different sort of capacity.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. To ground it in like real terms, which may or may not be fair, but I kind of feel like is in a similar situation. Okay, well, that sucks. I think he would just make small talk then. You know, how long you've been working the coast, you know, blah blah blah, why the food's really great, you know, like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he'd just be like, you know, been doing this for about 60 years, you know. It's been my life's passion to help transport people in need, because that's what people need and that's what I provide. I love the sea. I love the smell. I love the feel. I love the wind in my hair. And he says, I love the people. I've just all in all, everything has come up roses for me, and I've been very fortunate.
Does he, he's been doing it for 60 years. I mean, does he look like he's 80? Or, you know, if he started like 70.
Yeah. Sid looks a lot older than he says that he's been doing it.
He looks even older than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
he looks older than he's been doing it. The way he speaks sounds younger than he actually is. It's all very confusing.
Yeah. No, and I get it, right? Because I understand that he's under some sort of glamour. I think he makes some kind of offhanded joke about, oh, you don't look a day over 40 or whatever, you know, like, because I'm assuming he looks human, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, you don't look like a day over 40. Oh, you look good.
Thank you.
Yeah, nothing. Okay.
Yes, you look very glamorous.
And then he like looks at you and he kind of squints and he says, okay, thank you.
Yeah, so it squints right back at him.
Yeah, he says, you know, it's things kind of start getting, you know, late. People start kind of heading to their sleeping areas and stuff like that. And he says, well, looks like it's getting kind of late, so I'm probably going to be turning in. So unless you guys need anything else, I will bid you adieu.
Yes, a good evening to you as well.
Good night and thanks again.
My pleasure.
I think I would sit up on the deck for a while, like staring out at the blackness of the ocean and just contemplating like everything that's happening.
And looking at the stars. I'm very fast. I'm looking at the stars.
Absolutely kind of rubbing, you know, scratching at my chest. Yeah, like, it's all coming together.
It's still there. Is everything still there?
So do you turn in for the night?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I'm just a belly full of kelp. distrust of everyone on this ship. I will eventually, after I stare at the stars and just take stock of my own issues, I will turn in for the night for sure.
Okay. We'll say like Black Claw stays up a little bit later to just kind of contemplate things and mindlessly scratch at himself. And so you fall asleep. Roll me a perception check with disadvantage.
Yeah. Because of the sleep.
Yes.
Disadvantage. Oh, that's a six. Eight. 6 + 2, 8.
Okay. All right. So you are scared awake by someone putting a hand over your mouth, not aggressively, but gently. And you hear a voice in your ear say, "Please don't be startled. I'm here to help."
Well, what you did is very startling.
And he lifts his hand off of your mouth, and so you see, just for so I don't have to describe it again, you see what Black Claws saw under the facade of Cid.
The facid.
Facid. Yep. He's like, I'm here to facilitate your help. No.
Facilitate.
Yes.
No.
We're terrible.
Yes. Okay. So he's, so Black Claw like described that to me, but I don't know that I would recognize him very much. So, probably just say like, well, you're new.
He says, my apologies. I am Cid.
Oh, I see. Yes. The glamour's dropped. Okay. Well, I'll say at the very least, now I feel like I'm speaking to a real person.
Well, I mean, you of all people would know, because you are a changeling as myself.
And how back would you know that?
Because fey no fey. Don't you feel it?
Can I say no? Or do I feel it? I don't know.
This is your role play. It's your role play, not mine. So however you feel.
I will play. All right. Do I feel it? No. No, sir. I feel nothing. Just a man awakening me in the middle of the night, startling me in the middle of the night.
And he says, he puts a hand on your shoulder gently. He says, I do know this. You have a sickness.
So it probably starts, I'd push back away from him and sort of get up and like, you don't know what you're talking about. And even if you think you do, I'm very put off by the manner in which you have broached this subject with me. Please get to your point.
And he says, very well then. And he puts his hands to his side, and you see him struggle to change. And what you see is you see like if someone took a plastic doll and put it into a boiling pot of water, and it starts to bubble and, you know, kind of melt and try to form into something. He kind of forms what looks like to be like almost like a mud person, and then he sucks back in and is back to his original Cid form
with the red hair, or the old man,
the red hair.
So what was that? Was that your form? That was your form, your true form.
He says, this is my true form. I cannot form outside of that, no more.
So where did you get the glamour from? King Squidfried?
And he says, with this. And he holds a little like medallion out of like a necklace, and he shows you. and it's got almost a yin yang kind of form to it, and it's partly blue and partly red.
And what is that?
He says, "This is a charm. This is a charm from Mother Ariana of the Fae."
Am I supposed to know who that is?
And he kind of shakes his head and he's like, "My God," he says, "My gods, you know nothing, do you? She is queen of the Fae. How do you not know this, being one of our own?"
I don't consider myself. Whatever impression you have of me, whatever sort of pretense that you're bringing to this conversation, I assure you, I have no idea what you are talking about, nor do I consider myself to be part of any sort of Fae community. I have never, ever considered myself to be Fae. I have never met anyone like myself. I don't even think that you are like me. Are you telling me that you are a changeling yourself?
And he like steps back a couple of steps or whatever, and he says, "How dare you? You know that we are kin, and yet you say this to me?"
Gets a little serious, probably as serious as soot can muster in his face, and just, "I do not know that. I do not know that we are kin. I outright deny that we are kin. I feel nothing for you. And I feel nothing in general, but certainly do not feel this connection that you speak of. So no, this offense that you appear to be taking over my approach to this is falling flat. It's flat for me. There is no connection between you and I."
So he gets a very pained look on his face, and he slinks back into the shadows, and he says, "Well, I guess then I shall help you no more." And before you can respond, you have no clue where he went.
Yes, Soot does not sleep the rest of the night.
Black Claws get some good sleep. Soot does not. The morning
yet comes. Fully rested mechanically.
Mechanically you are fully rested. Let's just say maybe in the back of your mind, not so much.
But boy, did I toss and turn.
You sure did. So yeah, you wake up the next morning. You find out that it's going to be about another, let's say, 6 hours until you're going to be in Citruck.
Okay, and I'm assuming that Freddy hasn't told me anything about what he learned about Sid.
I don't believe I did. I think I have that specifically. Yeah, it's just like I have a question, like, do I share this? Like, I haven't mentioned anything yet.
Okay, so I assume that we get up and grab some chow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's probably not like so didn't sleep very well, very very tossy and turny. So I'm a little groggy, and I'll get out of bed.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Black Claw.
Good morning. I seem to have a bit of a restless sleep last night. Kept waking me up.
I'm sorry. I do. I apologize. I'm not feeling myself, which is strange to say, but because who knows, like, what is myself? I can't know. There's no knowing what the self is. So I don't know why I said that or any of that.
Like, he looks at you and starts to say something and then just shakes his head and keeps it to himself.
So just kind of nods like, yeah. I think I smell salted seaweed. What was it? What was that dish?
I think that's what it was. It was quite good.
It's probably all they cook. No, they had a whole kitchen, didn't they? Well,
they did, but the seaweed was fairly good.
It was the best. Yeah.
Pretty easy to collect, I would imagine.
Yeah, I could go for some seaweed.
Not something that I would thought either one of us would say when we embarked upon this journey.
No, indeed.
Have there been any changes? You kind of like, you know, cancer's his head from side to side, you know.
I should still be Frederick.
Yes.
Frederick?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yes, yes, no, I am still Frederick. There have been no changes. No changes, I don't think. I don't think you need to roll to know that there's not like, yeah, that's not, I'm out of sorts.
Yeah. So he just says, he claps a paw on your shoulder and says, "Well, I suppose that's good then."
Yes. Yes, everything is good. We'll be... Where are we heading again? Sorry.
Citric.
We'll be in... back in. We'll be in Citric in a few hours, I believe. And we'll find the answers that you need. We need in Citric.
Let us hope. Yes.
All right. Maybe some coffee, too. Maybe some cat coffee. They got to have some of that. And he kind of like heads towards the door. I think coffee and seaweed to get the day going.
He does the cat eye squint at you as you walk out and then follows behind.
Yeah, you head out to the little cafeteria spread that they have. I can't remember what you call that on a boat, but
galley.
Thank you. That was literally in my head, but for some reason,
you didn't want to say it.
Sound right to me.
It's called something else.
Nautical terms. Yes. Place where we go eatsies. So you find the place to where everyone's eating. All the crew is there except for the captain, and the cook is there, and he says, "Oh, gentlemen, you're awake. I have a new recipe for you fellas. We've got pickled egg salad with Bloody Marys."
Pickled egg salad. Oh.
And you see like the pickled egg salad actually is made out of the salted seaweed.
Was Mary freshly squeezed this morning?
Oh, no one squeezes her. She does it herself.
Sure. Freddie, what do you say? Two of those.
Yes, as long as there's seaweed in it, I'll have some of your pickled eggs, your pickled egg dish with a coffee, though. No Bloody Marys for me.
No hair of the dog for you, sir. You want a little pick-me-up?
Yeah, I need a pick-me-up. That is, yes.
Of course. We have the finest of the Crow's Coffee.
The Crow's Coffee. I'm not going to ask. he cat as a plate.
It's the crow beaks that make it peppy.
Yep. He takes a spoonful of schlop and a cup of coffee.
Yeah, so you guys go back and you go to eat. And again, just what you would think would be just disgusting is absolutely delicious. You're surprised by how delicious it actually is.
I can't stand every moment leading up to when I put it in my mouth. The sight of it, the feel of it, the look of it. All of the senses tell me, don't put this thing in your mouth. And when I do, it's magnificent.
I'm like pushing it around the plate. And then he takes a bite and he says, I must agree, it is a what the fuck does he say? I don't know, something witty that I can't
aesthetically
come up with.
Pleasing.
yes, that's what it is.
Quick, say it again.
it is not very aesthetically pleasing.
No,
it is not. Quite tasty.
It is. Let me just try this coffee real quick to see if it too. It looks fine. So. By the transitive property, it probably will taste horrible. But I think a horrible tasting coffee sometimes is actually good. And he takes a big sip of the coffee.
Nice.
Is it good or bad?
Roll me a d20.
Yes, of course. Yes, we're doing it. We're playing. Oh, it's an 8.
It's terrible.
Yes. He goes, see? The total opposite. So that's where we must go off here. And he puts the cup down and pushes it away from him. That'll be enough of that.
Yeah. And as Soot kind of pushes the coffee, instead of it sloshing around, it's like real like thick and it's like it
yes.
just, yeah. It just wobbles.
Jello.
Yeah.
You know, but it did produce the required effect. And I'm kind of like argh, terrible. It's a terrible, terrible experience. And I start shoveling more food in my mouth.
I take a bite of the celery, but it's all stringy. So then it's just like I got a hairball stuck. He's like, nah.
You've got a little, hold on. You've got a little thing hanging off you there.
Can you?
Yeah, let me just grab it.
Man, I really wish I would just release the video because that was just pure gold.
That was not pleasant at all.
Yes, it's not a very good... you had the celery, though. The celery is no good.
No. If you would wish to have it, I can't...
No, it's like hit or miss with this. I think I'm just going to cut my losses and say, hey, the pickled egg chlop is good, and I'll leave it at that.
Fair enough.
Oh, Black Claw. I don't know what to do. We need to. I think. What is it now? 6 hours out. We are about 6 hours.
I think so. Yes.
All right. I am. Wait, are we alone? Where are we?
In the galley.
Yeah, everyone's in the galley eating, except for the captain.
All right, I wouldn't do this here then. I'm sorry. Back it up a little bit.
So Sud, as you're eating all your food, there's a little bit too much pepper in your pickled egg salad, and you sneeze super hard, and part of your nostril falls off.
Oh, I don't think that's supposed to happen.
Yeah, I'm just staring at it. I'm just staring at it, and I'm just like my shoulders slump down, and I pick it up. I look at it. Does it look like it can be re-adhered or no?
Roll me a perception check.
Do I perceive re-adherence possibility
or wisdom or intellect?
My perception's roll is a 12 plus 2, 14.
Okay. Yeah, you feel like you would have to find some way to have something to adhere to yourself.
So here's an interesting question, and I don't know the answer to this. So this is a fun little thing we can determine. I'm in a persona right now. So did my persona's nose fall off or nostril fall off, or is like half of my face changeling soot?
Yeah, that's the eternal question, right?
What do we do? I mean, this. What do we do?
Technically, even when you change into other beings, you're still you.
Yeah, I don't think I have a nose.
I think it's a smooth face, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't have a nose, we'll put a pin in it. We'll see if you turn
it. Okay, I put a pin in it, and it goes in.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No.
I like the mystery, though. If we want to leave it open to mystery, yeah.
We'll see. All right. We'll see what happens if Soot can change back into his.
I like it. No, I like this. So I'm looking down at it, and I just kind of pick it up. I realize there is no adherence possible. I look at you with just the saddest eyes and say, "Michael, I don't know what's happening to me." And I put it like in my breast pocket, and then I just kind of slump. Like, I'm going to go for a walk.
Would you care for some company, or do you wish some time alone?
Sure. I think there's probably a few things I need to discuss just to clear the air and maybe get your perspective upon.
Yes, of course.
Let me just make a quick note that my nose fell off. Takes out his moleskin.
See, that would seem to be a hard thing to forget, though. I don't know that you would have to write that down.
I have to write everything down. So he gets up, pushes back from the table. He looks at the cook and he goes, "Too much pepper!" And he walks out the door.
I will follow behind. And I guess we go up to the top deck and, you know, kind of.
Yeah, I just find
out. Walk to the rail.
Yeah. I walk to an air. Yeah, just looking out at the ocean. I kind of take the nose out, the nostril out, and I'm turning it in my hands, and I will look up. I don't understand how that was possible. You've seen me. I don't have a nose. Do you know this?
Yes.
This isn't part of me.
Well, things shift around, I suppose.
You're right.
It's probably a part of something.
It's always been so effortless. I never actually thought about what may have been happening, you know?
I mean, I'm just speculating myself.
Well, maybe it is part of me. I don't know.
You might want to keep it then.
Yeah, I'll keep it. Yeah, that's right. I'm feeling like the area. Is it like just like a missing nostril? So I'm just like, I'm like bone or like cartilage?
Yeah, you're just now? You're just missing like in half of an inch of your nostril. Just fell off.
Cool.
And like every once in a while, like the wind picks up and you just kind of whistle through that part.
Oh no. Shit. Now I wish I could like do that talking thing where like you whistle through your teeth. I can't do it. Oh, that would be great for that. I'm at a bit of a loss here. I've got some things that I'm turning over in my mind. And I don't know, maybe you already suspected it, or maybe you already had a feeling, but this Sid, right? The Captain Sid.
Yeah.
He is telling me that he is a changeling himself.
Is he?
And a fae. Do you know what that is?
I assume that's fairly common knowledge that there are fae creatures, right? I mean, in our generic fantasy world, like that's not something.
Yeah, I like, would say so I would say that is a question for Black Cat, because I don't think it's something that is probably pretty prominent in the world, but you know, it just depends upon, you know, how do you think that Black Cat would actually know that?
I don't know who Black Cat is.
Black Cat Black Claw's nemesis?
You are a Black Cat. I'm so sorry. Jesus Christ.
I think so, right? Tomato. You know, being part of the Magic Users College.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's different power sources, and, you know, people get their, you know, abilities from different deity structures or whatever. So I think he would grok that. So he says, fey creatures exist. Did you not know? I mean, I don't know that changelings specifically are fey creatures, but if he says you have no idea what your true nature is?
Well, that's what he told me. This is what he told me last night, was that I am of the fey. I know nothing of the fey. I've never felt fey, nor have I ever. I've never known anything of that world. Now he is telling me I owe some allegiance to some princess or whatever the Christ. I don't know what to do with it, you know?
Do you suppose that she is a possible ally in this?
I don't know if I got that impression. I think it was more him reaching out to me as if I was one of his own.
Was he able to change?
Yes. Right? No.
No, he uses magic to shroud his appearance.
He was using an amulet to change his appearance.
Okay, so he was using an amulet. Is this wrong? Is he not a changeling then? I thought he was a changeling.
No, he is a changeling. He just, like you, cannot change right now.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. He could not change. He needed an amulet to change.
Do you suppose that Eric the Beguiler's powers are such that it is blocking your ability to change, although your encounter with the demon and the dagger, of course, seemed to have prompted this change. But I would assume that Sid had no similar experience himself.
No, I can't imagine he did. I guess it's possible, but I whereas I can still change, though. It's very painful. But I don't know. He spoke to me as if reaching out to me as, you know, I pushed him away. And I've had the night to think about it. And I don't know where to go with it. I don't know what to do with it. Like, maybe I need to speak with him again, more open to it. But I don't know how to. Everything is so complicated now. I don't like it.
It has become very much so. Of course, it is up to you if you wish to speak with Sid more openly about things of your nature, I suppose. Maybe he would have some insight that he could share with us. Did you ask him why he was unable to change?
No.
This may be useful information for us to have.
So it looks ashamed. I was kind of standoffish to him. I don't know. I might have to come at it from a different angle now. You know, I feel embarrassed.
I would assume it was some shock to find out that he is someone such as yourself. You have told me previously that you were the only one you had ever seen.
Yes, I am the only one that can do what I do. So now that that's not true, I don't know. I'm new to this feeling of embarrassment. I don't know how to navigate it. I want to just run away and change and hide forever.
Black Claws looks out at the expanse of the ocean. I don't believe there's anywhere for us to go right now.
Right. So therein lies the dilemma and the source of my great anxiety in the moment of being trapped in this floating carnival cruise of fake giant squid attacks and opposite tasting aesthetic foods and drink.
It was not the sea voyage that I had anticipated.
Okay. I suppose I should probably go find him then and try and reopen those lines of communication and, you know, just sort of tempt fate that way.
If you are comfortable enough with it.
I'm not comfortable with any of this.
Should I accompany you for a moral support?
And so just kind of like looks down and goes, would you mind?
No, of course not.
Oh, I hate this. And he doesn't move. He just stands there staring out at the ocean for hours, for 6 hours. Oh, we've landed. It looks like the time has passed.
So like Black Claw starts to walk away. You don't move. So he like just turns around and leans on the rail.
Yes, I suppose.
Looks back over at you. You know, looks back out at the ocean.
Yes, let's go find the captain again.
I would assume he would either be at the helm or in his cabin. He was not in the galley.
You can see like the whites of his knuckles as like grip the side of the boat. Like, of course, now is the best time when the feelings are fresh.
No time like the present.
No time like the present to go and confront uncomfortable situations.
Best to be done with it.
Best to be done with it. Over and done with. Like ripping off a Band-Aid.
Yes, yes. Just like that.
Right. The knuckles get whiter and I'm starting to shake.
I put a paw on your shoulder. What's the worst that could happen?
All the tension just transfers. You just feel the tension in my shoulders.
he pokes your shoulder. You're very tense.
Your nail breaks.
Shit, I need that.
No. When you put your hand on my shoulder, I relax. Like, oh, God. It's fine. Okay. All right. We can do this. I can do this.
Look at it this way. He had enough faith, trust in you to share his secret with you.
Right. Right. Okay. And I peel my hands off of the side of the boat.
Part of the railing still in his fist.
All right. Let's go. I look around and I'll try to find. So do we see him? Like, is he up on the thing, the helm, the wheelhouse?
No, his second in command is there. So you would assume that he's in his quarters.
All right. I'll start walking towards his quarters then.
Okay. Yeah. The quarters are, the door to the quarters is shut.
I will knock on the door to the quarters.
Who's there?
I kind of thank you. Then I kind of look at you like, it's soot. And I just kind of like squint. Ah, and I look back kind of like ashamed and embarrassed to Black Claws.
You hear silence for a minute. And then you hear, I have no more words for you. Be off.
Well, we tried. I turn around and try to walk away and slam into you. Yes, I wanted to apologize for my behavior last night.
You hear silence again and you hear, you are being an ass.
I was being an ass.
I opened up to you and you shut me out, you prick.
I did.
Brooke was laughs out loud.
I was all of those things and more. I wish to maybe explain myself rationally this time. And perhaps if you would be so kind to allow me to apologize to you in person, as I am feeling quite ashamed at my own behavior, which is a new experience for me.
You hear boots softly hitting the floor, and then you hear a click and the door opens. The door opens. The door opens. Yeah. And he shoots you in the face. Is that what you thought?
I thought it was locking the door.
Oh, like, yeah. Well, no, he unlocks the door to the cabin and opens it up a little bit. Just enough for you to open it yourselves. And he says, come in.
I turn to Black Claw. Just give you a look of, I don't want to. I don't want to do any of this. But I will open the door. I will open the door and walk in.
And as you do it, it's Sid, and he is sitting in his captain's chair in his quarters or whatever. And he just gives you a look of like, well, get on with it.
I want to apologize. I am very sorry to you, Sid. You shared some things with me, and then you insinuated them to be true about myself, and it is something that I was not ready to hear, accept, understand, or relate to. There's parts of me that still may not be, but I am at the point, after sleeping on it, where I do feel foolish at not taking advantage of your kindness and your honesty.
And he gives a look to Black Claws, and he nods to him to shut the door.
Yep, I do so.
He Sid takes a hold of his amulet and just kind of starts to rub it a little bit, and then he changes into his true self.
And we look alike then. Well, no, like it's a changeling.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I'm trying to think. I think I described him last time, and now of course I don't have it in my head. I never wrote it down. But let's just say he looks what you would think as far as a changeling goes, and it's in their true form, except for there's a lot of like reds and oranges.
Okay.
And he doesn't have hair, but it looks like it's like if you took clay and you made it into like spiky kind of hair.
Oh, interesting. Okay. But it's that like sort of like featureless. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's very featureless, just colorful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just very, you're like me, like you said, I know, but I'm seeing it maybe for the first time for real, Z's.
And his voice is not old anymore. It's very soft and almost kind of feminine. And he says, "Yes, you are seeing me in my true form now. And maybe, unfortunately, I don't know you, but it seems to me that you have trouble seeing yourself for who you truly are."
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes, I don't know how to accept what you've told me, because I have no connection to any of that. I would change now into my true form, except maybe we came to the inability to change through different paths, it seems, but you seem to have the amulet that helps you, whereas I came to it through, I kind of referenced my half nose, some sort of ritualistic stabbing that I administered to myself. It's a whole thing. It's probably not important, but I fear if I change now, I might not be able to change back. But this is kind of shocking to me to see another one such as myself.
And he says, I understand my changing is not of true changelings. That is because our people are losing their magic. And that is why I must use an amulet to change instead of using what was given to me.
Yeah, so you're suggesting that if I had not been stabbed in a ritualistic ceremony, that I perhaps would have lost the ability to change as well through those same circumstances.
I can't say for sure, but I do think that might possibly be. I have heard that some people's drainage of their powers has been slow at first, and some have been quicker. So I don't know what to believe.
Where did you get the amulet?
It was a gift from a past lover that was a powerful wizard that was able to make this for me, knowing of my predicament.
Mighty gift.
Besides their love.
Well, Captain, I hope you understand how ashamed I am at my behavior in our first meeting. But I want to accept this. I just don't know anything of the Fey world. I don't have any memory of it. I don't recall any connection to it. Do you feel connection to it?
Yes.
Is that fading as well?
No, not for me. I have been very honored to actually be in the presence of our queen for only a brief moment, but even though she can be a headstrong queen, she's also very loving and cares for her people.
Sorry.
Blacklock.
I'm
trying to talk here.
He has a hairball. It happens. Hairball.
Yes, it's sometimes I just...
he's doing it again.
Yes, ruining the momentum.
Okay. I feel sort of better. Is there anything... Like, we head to Citric to go to Flitterbay, right? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay. We're trying to, one, find out how I can remove all of these curses, but two, get to the bottom of what's happening for Blacklaw's sake. I mean, I don't think any kind of turns to Blacklaw. Blacklaw, you haven't felt any sort of diminished capacity for your magics, correct?
He turns to look over his shoulder at the GM who's standing in the shadows.
Or the in your mind. What's his name? Yeah. Artux.
Yeah, no, you Blacklaw's hasn't felt any of that.
He kind of, so Blacklaw's, kind of in the shadow, right? So like you guys are having a conversation, doesn't want to like be intrusive. So he, steps forward and says, no, I don't believe so. My powers seem to function as intended, granted as they are by he who rises.
So it kind of like looks side eyes.
Both of you roll me a perception check.
Love to.
Is it perception or is it insight?
Insight. Thank you. Yep. Oh, insight. I always get those two mixed up. Insight.
I don't have it. So 6.
Oh, I got a 7.
Nice. You don't know if anything registers in Sid's face when Blacklaw talks about his god.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, he just kind of says it matter-of-factly with everything that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem unlikely if the seals are unlocking that my powers would diminish in that sense, but who knows, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That was a stupid question from Soot. Of course your power's not diminishing. It's getting stronger. That's what's happening.
Anime style, there's like, like flames and shit behind me, and there's like all kinds of like dashed lines.
Yeah, exactly. It's just constant. It's just you're powering up.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. You're going Saiyan or Super Saiyan. Exactly. What is it?
Exactly. Yep.
I feel my power level rising.
You're in a constant state of Super Saiyan.
Actually, all it is just Soot rubbing him really hard so he gets a lot
static electricity.
Electricity, yeah, exactly.
Oh, your Super Saiyan is dying out here. Let me just.
ooh, that feels good.
Yes, he will bring he who rises, who will destroy the earth and all of things. No, I don't say that. okay. Right. Your powers are, yes. All right, so then... What exactly was your intention in revealing yourself to me?
Boy, that's a good question.
Just to fuck with my mind?
I think
to shatter my illusions of my own life and the world and my place within it?
Sid says, when I see someone struggling, I can't help but want help. Terrible phrase, terrible thing. I just said, because it was not very poetic, but that's what I'm
saying. It was good. It was fine. It was great.
No, it was terrible.
Bad GM.
Yep, exactly.
Congratulations. So that is also something that is foreign to me. Why? Who lied to you to tell you that was a good way to live?
So when your partner here is in trouble, do you not want to help them?
Oh, well, I never really thought about my motives behind that.
I'm squinting at you with my cat eyes. Yes.
Well, I mean, you see, well, we've been bound to each other through the Thieving Guild, and I wished to honor that. But so much has happened that it almost sort of kind of like stares off into the distance. It almost sort of came naturally after that, I suppose. I don't really know what that means. And I like turn and look at Blacklaw, kind of squint. I enjoy his company. I find him quite entertaining. And he's a good fellow when he's not. And he kind of trails off. Never mind.
So, you know, so he kind of like squints to you and he says, that is my definition of caring, is it not?
Caring. Maybe. Sure. I mean, I don't really have any other sort of experience with it other than my relationship with Black Claw as it is. So I don't know. Sure. I don't really have any other definition of it. I care for Black Claw. Yes, that's yes.
See, so that is why when I see someone like you, even though I don't know you, that is struggling, but I know that we are of the same kin, I want to help you.
Thank you.
And he it's like he wants to laugh, but he like doesn't. He's just kind of like, obviously it's genuine, but it's just it's awkward the way you say it.
Yes.
And he says that, so when I most rudely awoke you, and I apologize for that, I was going to tell you that when you get to Citruk, that you're going to want to visit Plumba.
Takes out his moleskin notebook.
Plomba. Plumba.
Get to Citruk.
Is that a person?
It is.
Do you know where they might reside?
In Citruk, duh. No, he says, on the east side of Citruk. Well, no, actually, we're going to say in the center of Citruk resides lots of shops, and Plumba deals in spells and incantation. He may be able to get you what you need.
Are you saying that he may be able to help us summon the demon so that we may return the hand and return Soot to his former self?
And at that, he kind of like, he didn't know the situation fully. And then he, you know, just like does like the math in his head. And he's just kind of like, if he can't, then I think he can help you find a way to do so.
It gives us as much hope as we've had.
Yes, that's great news. Oh, yes, we will see this Plumba. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Make sure that you say that I sent you. Plumba is sometimes difficult.
In what way? What way would you say he's difficult?
Let's say that he wants you to buy something and then get the hell out. Those are his words.
Oh, well, so not very hospitable.
Surprisingly, he has a very lovely person, but doesn't show it on the outside as much.
Okay. We'll seek out Plumba. That sounds like a good lead, I think. Assuming, you know, if he deals in spells and incantations, he hasn't been marked as, you know, dark magic user or whatever.
I think he finds a way to skirt around that.
Ooh, resourceful. Nice.
Which reminds me, and he looks to Black Claws, and he says, I would do well to hide your powers until you need them.
Yes.
Yes, well, of course. I don't generally show off if I don't need to. Things have taken a poor turn in some of the towns that we've passed through.
I hear Citruk is one of them.
It would not surprise me.
Out of character, have we already sort of determined whether or not the academy would even still be there? Or like it's just like it's strong enough to maintain itself against...
It was trashed. Magic users are being stripped of their power. Flitabay was ransacked. There were still some people there, whether or not they're working for Eric or, you know, weren't powerful enough to fuck with, or, you know, we don't know what that, you know, what that means.
What we're getting into.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. This is great. Perfect. Well, thank you again. I don't know what to do with this whole Fae thing. I mean, I'm assuming someday I should probably try to go there.
A word of advice. When you truly feel in your heart that you are ready, go. If you are unsure at any point, I would...
Oh, okay. Right, like the door is closed to me until I've opened my heart. Is that how that works?
Not only that, but you must have lots of strength.
How about a soul? Is a soul required? Because I'm down a soul at the moment.
And he kind of chuckles at this and he says, even though you may not have a soul, I do see one here.
Blacklaw.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's probably the soul you see. Yes, I'll think on that, because that having there be a place where I would find others like me is a new sort of feeling or thought that I'm having. So I don't really, that might be something I'll have to work towards being ready to do. But I'll keep it with me, and I will think on it.
Yes, take your time, because the Feywild will always be there when you're ready.
I'll just kind of nod my head. Right. Thank you, Cid.
I do have some duties that I have to talk with my second mate, so I must bid you adieu. I must.
Right, of course. Yes.
Change back into my sea wearing self.
Yes, we'll leave you to it. Thank you for your time, and thank you. Goodbye. Very awkwardly back out of the captain's quarters.
Thank you, Cid.
Yeah. So then you guys get out, and like before you can even talk to each other, Cid busts out of the door as Cid, and he's like just shouting a bunch of stuff. Man the blobbity blahs and tie this thingy things and that. I don't know, ship stuff. I never have.
Terms.
And I
those never are the will. Terms now in this world. The blobbity blahs and thingy things. It's the ropies.
Right. Tie
the
ropes. Some knots and batten down hatches and
there's this some stuff jibs.
There's a port and there's a star something. Okay. So like everybody's, you know, getting stuff ready and stuff like that. And there's like a nice, like thick wind, and it's pushing you in the right direction, and you guys are making great time.
Well, I think that went okay.
It seemed to.
We have a lead, this Plumba. So that's good.
Perhaps we should try there first. I'm not sure what our reception would be at the college, and we should probably attend to your situation as quickly as possible.
Right. Yeah, that would be nice. And also, I think it's like we really have to find someone that is like an ally to you. Is there anyone?
There were a few, I would say, like-minded souls, but I'm not sure if that's quite the accurate impression. But there were some other students with which I had a some familiarity. If they are still there, then perhaps they may be of some use, but they may have also been driven underground. I do not know.
Even with all that happened with you and the school, do you think they would still maintain?
It is hard to say. They were outcasts as well, although not
quite as far outcast.
Yes.
Right. I mean, I think we're at the point we need to try and we need to have some inroads in there to try and figure out what it is that is going on.
Podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.